The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. After the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook, became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead. Indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. I always learn something new every time when we have a children's sermon. A bazillion gospels. Wow, I don't know if I can handle that. When I say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen," what do you say? "The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia." Okay, I'm not going to make you say that again through my sermon, but just wanted you to hear that. For the past 10 years here at Christ the King, and for 10 years before that, and probably since I was able to talk, I have been saying this phrase on Easter, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." It never changes. I almost feel like I'm caught in the endless loop in programming. Now, I can say that because I used to be a programmer by first life. Had to be, and to be honest with all of you this morning, I am not sure I have anything new to tell you today. Every year we come to Easter and we tell the same old story, maybe with a slight variation depending on the gospel we are using, but the primary facts remain the same. Jesus was killed on a Roman cross. His body was placed in a new tomb after he died, and a very large rock sealed that tomb on Friday. And then by Sunday, the women find the tomb empty on Sunday morning. We have been repeating ourselves for around 2,000 years. We know how the story ends as soon as it begins. We've heard it all before, right? And that just may be the best thing that I can tell you today. It means that you can count on the Easter story. It's trustworthy and here to stay, regardless of who you are, what has or has not happened in your life, what you've done or left undone, or what you do or do not believe. The story of Easter is true for those of us here today. Every year, I rack my brain to try to find some new way to give you the best news that Christians can have. Something that's going to set your heart on fire for God and go out there and evangelize. Right? Yeah. Probably not. Each year, the message is the same. He's not here. He's been raised. I don't know about you, but it's nice in this very changing world to be reminded every Easter about the good news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. But we can be comforted and find hope in that message of Easter never changes. So that every intention of repeating myself, let me tell you this Easter story from Matthew's gospel, the first gospel of four, just in case you were wondering. It happened Sunday, the first day of the week for the Jewish people, just as the sun was rising. A new day was beginning. Have you ever needed a new day to begin in your life? A redo, so to speak? Then this story is for you. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Both Marys were there when Jesus died and was laid in the tomb. We know this from the details from the other gospel accounts, that the women came back on Sunday morning to properly prepare Jesus' body in death. If you've ever had your heart broken by loss and laid someone or something you loved in the final place of rest, then this story is for you. Our story continues. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. And then the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said." If you need an earth-shaking good news to come into your life, if you've ever needed hope in loss after death, if you've ever lived that death has the final word, then this story is for you. The angel continues to speak to the women. "He has been raised from the dead, indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." Galilee is where Jesus and his disciples were from. It was their home base. If you have ever struggled to find Jesus in your life, that Easter is just an excuse to do Easter egg hunts and buy maybe some new clothes. That Easter has nothing to do with your real life at home. Then this story is for you. It is only in Matthew's account of what we heard, just read, of Jesus' resurrection that the tomb is still sealed when the women arrive that morning. What is Matthew trying to tell us? The women saw Jesus die on the cross. They saw him placed in the new tomb, and they saw that great stone rolled in front of the tomb. In Matthew's gospel, the women find the tomb exactly as it was on Good Friday. Nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. If that's how your life looks like to you, if you feel stuck somehow, if you've ever wondered whether God is doing anything in your life, then this story is for you. The reason the angels rolled back the stone isn't so Jesus could get out, but so that the women could see in. So they could see that Jesus had all been raised and he was not there. And that means resurrection was already happening behind that great stone of their life. It means new life is always and already taking place, even when we don't see it, when we don't expect it, or even when we don't think it could ever have happened. And that's why today we fill the church with alleluias and flowers and special music and white vestments and a shiny risen Jesus on a cross. This is all here to remind us that it is not the day of resurrection, but rather to commemorate yet another day of resurrection. Alleluia, Christ is risen. That's our Christian story, and it's worth repeating every year. Jesus rose from the dead to defeat sin and death once for all. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. And because of this good news, you and I will be raised with God in the end. If you need some good news in your life today and any day, then this Easter story is for you. Amen.